Good morning, everyone. I am Mohammad Yamin Kabir from University of Georgia. I will be talking on physiological basis of blossom end rot development in tomato. This presentation is also co-authored by Dr. Diaz Perez, Dr. Nambisan, and Dr. Van der Neef of UGA. Let me ask a question. How many of you have heard the term blossom end rot? Okay, it looks like it's a quite familiar term. Let's talk with the term blossom end rot. Blossom end is the distal end of fruit, and rotting over there is known as blossom end rot. You can expect dry, sunken symptoms as at the left, and at advanced stage, it can cover almost whole part of blossom end of the fruit. Blossom end rot is a calcium deficiency disorder. Calcium is an important part of cell wall pectin and plasma membrane. It is required for cell integrity. Insufficient calcium can cause disintegration of cell wall and plasma membrane. The results are plasmolysis of cell, water-soaked appearance, subsequent drying develops brown and sunken blossom end rot symptom. And it may cause a huge loss of in our tomato industry, such as 30 to 35% yield loss sometimes is noticed. So, calcium is the center in this symptom development. But there are other factors that really affect these symptoms, especially when we are talking about calcium transportation to our target fruit. One of the factors is irrigation. As calcium is taken up by the plant root system with flow of water, and this calcium is transported to our target fruit with the xylem flow of water. Therefore, availability of water is really important for calcium availability for our target fruit. Therefore, the objective of our presentation is to evaluate blossom end rot incidence and severity between a resistant and a susceptible tomato accession under calcium and irrigation treatments. We also want to identify physiological and growth parameters that differ between the accessions. We have two plant materials, BGB 7900 and 7936, two levels of irrigation, 100% of crop evapotranspiration, that is ETC, and 50% of crop evapotranspiration, and two levels of calcium, 0 ppm and 100 ppm. Therefore, our experiment was a three-factor experiment. We did these experiments in the greenhouse following RCBD with 7 replications. This is our plant material, BGB 7900. This is blossom end rot resistant but non-cultivated. This is BGB 7936. This is a really susceptible variety. We applied our calcium and irrigation treatment after 80% of flowers, plants have flowered. We measured fruit growth and also stomatal conductance with leaf parameter. We also evaluate blossom end rot incidence and severity of breaker stress tomato. We measured leaf temperature, leaf chlorophyll, fruit growth and plant parameters. The data were analyzed with Jump Pro 13 and means were separated with 2K HSD and T-test. This is our results. Here, vertical axis represents blossom end rot incidence and horizontal axis tomato accessions along with two levels of irrigation. When we overlay our calcium level, like with 0 ppm calcium, this blue bar, in combination with our variety and irrigation, and red bar is with 100 ppm of calcium. Whatever our treatment combinations, with the resistant accession, we did not see any blossom end rot incidence. However, with our susceptible accession, we have huge amount of blossom end rot incidence. And though we have two levels of calcium and two levels of irrigation, with irrigation level we did not see difference in respect of blossom end rot incidence. But we have difference with calcium application. Here, vertical axis represents blossom end rot incidence and horizontal axis calcium concentration. Without calcium, 100% of fruit got blossom end rot in our susceptible accession. On the other hand, with 100 ppm calcium, the incidence reduced by 8 to 9%. Now, blossom end rot severity. It's a measure of how intense the symptom is. If we have a blossom end rot, is it a only small spot or it covers almost whole part of the fruit? We measured blossom end rot severity based on this scale. And we also here got that blossom end rot incidence was reduced with 100 ppm calcium. Now, stomatal conductance, which is a measure of gaseous exchange through the stomata. In other words, carbon dioxide entering and water vapor exiting. So, we measured these physiological phenomena with respect of our all the treatment. But we got that this phenomena was significantly differed only based on irrigation. With other treatment combinations, we did not see any difference. With 100% of evapotranspiration, 100% of irrigation, we got that higher level of stomatal conductance. And this is because of at well-watered level, estimates are open, so gaseous exchanges was higher. Similarly, with leaf temperature, with higher level of irrigation, leaf temperature was significantly lower. With these two parameters, we got significant differences only in respect of irrigation, not other treatments. This figure represents fruit growth rate with respect of week after tagging. We tagged 3 flowers per plant and measured fruit diameter on weekly basis. And we got that these two tomato variety at the initial, like after 1 week of tagging, fruit growth was not different at all. At the second week, the susceptible accession fruit growth was a little bit higher, though it was significant. But at the third week of tagging, the susceptible accession was really higher fruit growth. Now, this higher fruit growth means increase of cell volume and area. That means increase in area of cell wall and plasma membrane, and that requires calcium. Insufficient calcium may cause disintegration of its membrane and cell wall, and that may induce blossom end rot in this variety. We also got that with the susceptible accession, fruit height was significantly higher. Fruit diameter was also significantly higher in this variety. We also measured plant parameters. Plant height of susceptible accession was significantly higher, and stem diameter was also higher. But the leaf chlorophyll content of susceptible variety was really lower, while our resistant variety got almost more than 50 cci of leaf chlorophyll content. It has less than 30. We have got some differences on leaf chlorophyll content based on irrigation level. With higher level of irrigation, leaf chlorophyll content was lower. With these results, I am concluding that treatment with calcium reduces blossom end rot incidence and severity in our susceptible tomato accession. Fruit growth of susceptible accession was higher than resistant accession. Chlorophyll content, plant height, and plant dry weight differed between the tomato accessions. We would like to study how calcium is effective with our susceptible accession, BZB7936, and also calcium transport mechanism and partitioning to the fruit and within cell subcellular organelles. I am really grateful with my committee members and my lab members, and also Department of Horticulture, University of Georgia, and of course BHARD, which stands for Borlaug Higher Education for Agricultural Research and Development. In fact, they are my funding agency. With this is all about my presentation. Please let me hear from you whatever questions, comments, or suggestions. Yeah, please.
So, with your irrigation treatment, with your simple mulch, looks like you got high incidence of blossom end rot. Do you think going even higher with irrigation would alleviate any of that?
It's not sure, because in fact, irrigation can affect to some extent, but we did this experiment in the greenhouse condition, so we really didn't evaluate at higher level of irrigation. But I don't know if it doesn't affect plant root zone, then it may influence, it may alleviate, or it may reduce blossom end rot level. But if it is gonna damage the root zone, that will affect calcium uptake, and that may really worsen the situation. Yeah, please. Okay, we will say need to go for optimum level of, say, optimum practice. We need to maintain proper level of irrigation, and also we need to apply calcium. The fact with the calcium is that availability of calcium takes time. We need to apply calcium material like gypsum or others maybe two or three months in advance, so that will be available to the plants. Otherwise, just immediate application of calcium treatment may not work.